from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink, and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes until somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey,
man.
Yesterday, at the end of our show, something happened that helped our team get better. And you're either doing two things in life, right? You're either getting better, you're staying the same,
yeah,
or you're getting worse. And yesterday, the Falcons, by acquiring Matthew Judon, got better. And, Mike, as we talked about this move and what it might mean for the Falcons and how it helps our pass rush, the bottom line is he's here today. As a matter of fact, Judon turned 32 today. Matter of fact, it's his birthday.
Right.
And he's here. He did not practice with the Falcons. But as we left you yesterday and we said, what do you guys think? How do you feel? Most Falcon fans are like, man, this is great. This is where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're still in the hunt for Justin Simmons, the safety. He's still out there. We don't know if it's going to happen or not. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but rumor on the street is that this could potentially also happen for the Falcons, Mike.
Yeah.
And that would mean you would add 2 Pro Bowlers to a defense that was lacking in 2 areas in pass rush and certainly in the secondary. So as we just get the show started today, man, I got to tell you, there is an energy in the building today up at Flowery Branch as we were there for practice that – It's increased. It's been there, but it's increased because of this addition.
And we talked about it with Tyler Allgeier, and you'll hear that conversation coming up later. When you make a big move like that, Carl said it energizes the locker room. It energizes the – we joked around. We saw – I'm not saying Lorenzo Carter's looking over his shoulder, but all of a sudden he was rocking out there today in edge rush, getting after it in practice today in 11-on-11. Defense was a lot better today than it was yesterday. We'll tell you more about what we saw. But, man, you're right. Matthew Judon, to me, it's the best trade we've made on defense since arguably we brought in John Abraham from the Jets back in the day when we should have gone to the Super Bowl in 2012. He was part of that defense. So it's great. And we get Simmons in here. One of Simmons' former teammates with the Broncos says he thinks the deal is almost done. That was in Yahoo Sports, so we'll see if that's going to happen. But all of a sudden now we're getting juice. The odds in Vegas are dropping for us because all of a sudden, you know, it's in other words, the number goes down because all of a sudden we look like a pretty hot property.
And I think we are. You know, the other part of this is we said yesterday, what does this mean for a long-term deal for Matthew Judon? I don't think it does. This may be a prove-it kind of season coming here, and let's see where we go from here. But today when, you know, Raheem Morris was asked about it, he said, quote, "I hate to say long-term when you're talking about a guy that's 31. Again, his birthday's today, so he turns 32. He says, but when you get a guy like this and you acquire him, you know, it's always fun. And Raheem has done this, guys. When he was the Rams defensive coordinator, they got a guy named Von Miller on that defense to go along with Aaron Donald. And you know what happened. They won a Super Bowl. And so he says, when you acquire these kind of guys, obviously, you know, they can help you immediately. But the long-term commitment, Mike, I don't know if it's going to be there. They owe him, all right, we're acquiring his contract, $6.5 million. So they restructured one of the guys on the offensive line today.
And we talked about it. There's guys, when they sign contracts and they're in the prime of their career, that's the guy you move the money around where you don't worry about, like, oh, at some point he's going to just get terrible and we're stuck with, like, these cap hits. And that's Chris Lindstrom. You know, Chris Lindstrom, Jesse Bates would have been those possibly one of those guys that fits that character. But, yeah, man, we got room. And if Simmons comes in, they'll have to give him a contract. That's a bigger contract for Simmons. That's what he's looking for. But Judon just wants to get the hell out of New England. His situation, he got franchise tagged before. He was going round and round with them. He's saying, look, you guys got all this cap space. And what the hell? I gave you like 29 sacks, you know, 2 years ago, last two of the last three. Tore his bicep. That doesn't bother me. A knee injury, lower body bothers me. You know, J.J. Watt wore that contraption on his arm for half his career, right? So I'm not concerned about Judon coming in here and stinking. I think this guy comes in here and rips people's heads off.
I do too. 404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. That's our text line as well. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow this radio station at 929 The Game as we broadcast live from Hooters in Buford, Mall of Georgia location, guys. And literally, we've been telling you, this is one of our last times being up here, at least for campus concern. And then we'll be back during the regular season.
But this is our summer residency wraps up.
We've been up here for about 3 weeks, you know.
Sold out all the T-shirts.
For about 3 days.
Made a lot of money on the merch in the parking lot.
And the beer. And the beer. And so come have some Hey Man Ale, but we're up here at Hooters, man, having a good time. Here's the thing about Judon, too, and this is something else that again, as we said this kind of at the end of the show, we were, you know, super excited about this move. Mike, he can play in various positions. So the thing today was, all right, so where do you put him? And I think Raheem Morris and Jimmy Lake, the defensive coordinator, were like, look, you watch film with Matthew Judon in New England, and when Belichick was there, they played him on the right side, played him on the left side. They even put him in the middle at times. So he's flexible and versatile that you can use him in various ways. And so I don't think you come in here and say, all right, this is the only thing we're going to do. Is he going to be just a potential pass rusher? Mike, he's a first, second down, third down guy, and you get him, he's going to be impactful on your defense. So the news for the Falcons today is, look, we already thought this offense was going to be good. And Mike said it. We'll tell you what we thought about practice. But for whatever you thought about this defense, it got better yesterday. And how much better? We got to wait to see. If you add Simmons, we continue to get better. And then, Mike, I think you start looking at this team a little bit differently, saying, okay, what are the limitations? How far can we potentially go?
Well, I mean, 2016, we had a team with a tremendous dynamic offense, and we were very, very raw on defense. We had some younger players that we drafted, three starters we drafted, four if you count Poole, who was a free agent. And then we got Dwight Freeney. Dwight Freeney energized that defensive line. You know, as we said, Vic Beasley, like, the want in him probably wasn't there long-term, and he's out of football. But one season, he popped for 15 and a half, you know. So we had to get some pass rush from somewhere. And now all of a sudden, I'm not as worried about the cornerback room as you and I have been kind of like, you know, wringing our hands over the last few weeks. Because now I believe you go from the front to the back. You get the quarterback on the ground. You don't let him run around. And we're going to help you secondary, not backwards to front, right?
It's true.
That was Dimitrov saying, like, there's different ways you can do it unless you get all-world corners and safeties. Correct. And we've got some good safeties.
Yeah, and you know, with Judon, he's a guy that even without blitzing schemes, which we are going to have plenty of.
He gets there.
He can get there by himself. And so that's a whole nother element that we didn't necessarily trust all these guys. The only guy that I felt good about, and ironically, Mike, he went down today in practice for a play and was on the field, and I was like, come on, that's Arnold Ebiketie. And now he walked off. He was fine and back in drills, but that's the only other guy that I feel like, okay, we don't have a scheme or blitz on who's going to be able to get there. Now you have a guy that's proven to get there, guys. And in his last 38 games, I think he's got 32 sacks, Mike. So.
Right.
You're talking about almost a sack a game, and he was on his way to 17. If you calculate, you know, at the time he went out last year, that's the only time he's really been hurt. He's been a very durable guy.
It was a bicep injury, as we said. He had four sacks in four games. Carl mentioned it, 15 and a half in 22 for the Patriots, 12 and a half. I was reading some of the articles up in New England. They're just happy they could get a third rounder, but as they said yesterday, they lost their best player. So the best player of the Patriots is not on that team. That's how they're looking at it. And I also love today, and we'll maybe play some of it for you later, Jesse Bates, when he did his round with the media today, almost saying, hey, We got something cooking here in Atlanta. And if you want to come join this party,
yeah.
You know, if you're a free agent, whether that was a direct message to Justin Simmons, and there's a few reports from, I don't recognize the name, so we'll wait a second. So some people are reporting the deal is done. So we'll table that emotion, but we think it's close. But how about that? Jesse Bates basically saying, hey, all of a sudden, we got Kirk Cousins. But guys will only go to teams that have a chance. And I love it. Matthew Judon, he wants to basically say, blank you to New England. Come in here highly motivated. If it's simply a, you know, as you said, a prove-it deal, you're getting a guy who's looking to still make some loot in this league. I love it. And even if we have to maybe put a sweetener in there, maybe some incentives, perhaps how they do that. But either way, you got a guy who's motivated, who's still there, able to get the quarterback on the ground. Look, I would have preferred Hassan Reddick, but you're getting a Hassan Reddick type effort without any gigantic long-term contract.
Yeah. And by the way, give the front office some credit here. Mm. When you feel like you can take a swing, and sometimes you miss, mm-hmm. but take the swing. We haven't swung in a long time. This front office is gone, and I'm not talking specifically about Terry, Mike. I'm just saying generally.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Speaking.
I mean, they went for Deshaun Watson, but I think that was Arthur Blank driven, but this is...
We didn't get him yet.
But this is one where you... And the old story was in Atlanta, you know, anybody... We went after Arthur, ABC, off the blank closes, right?
Yes.
But we've got a couple wriggle off the hook. And let's be honest.
But until guys are on your team and contributing, like, you know, we talked about this. We were in the mix for Tez, right? Montez Sweat. We didn't get him.
Bears had more juice. Bears had a sweeter offer to make.
Until you get a guy, you take a swing and you get him on your team like this, and now he contributes, you have to be willing to do that. And I think the front offices who've been willing to do it and take a chance – you give your team an opportunity to maybe be a Super Bowl contender. But this is the first time we've done this in a long time where, yeah, we might have been in the hunt. And, again, Mike always says this, like, how much are they willing to tell you? Are they just saying that to make it sound good? Or how close were you really to getting it done? I'm all about getting things done. I'm all about signing the paperwork, contracts done, dude's here. That's the situation with Matthew Judon. I like the fact that they took this swing. I just hope it's not the only one. If Simmons is close, do it.
Right.
Do
it. That's a multi-year deal, though, for Simmons. That's not as simple. More moving parts, and that gets into restructuring some other guys. But I'm with you. I just love the sense that around the league, the Falcons are all of a sudden. Now, again, maybe this doesn't translate to our fans who have been so much, let's be honest, punched in the stomach, had the rug pulled out from under them, and going, yeah, whatever. I believe it when I see it. But this is, guys, we have a real quarterback. We got real skill positions. Drake London, you should see Drake London the last few days. Just making plays all over the place. You got, you know, Bijan today. We'll talk about it with Tyler Allgeier. Bijan Robinson's ready to go. And I know everybody wants to see these guys. Forget about the rest of this preseason crap. Forget about the Ravens game. Forget about the Jaguars game, Carl. This team is what we've seen. We know what we've got here. It's just tough to sell it to the fans who haven't had a chance to see it in person.
Well, and that, and they haven't been at practices.
Right.
You know, so there have been years where you could see a little bit of this for yourself, and you might have felt a lot better about the direction of the team. But I think yesterday was a bigger deal than people anticipate and what it will mean for this season. 404-726-0929. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit themancavestore.com and check out all the things that are going on there. Tyler Allgeier, as Mike mentioned, will be on with us as we had a chance to catch up with him in about 15, 20 minutes from now. And also, along the way, you will get a chance to hear a couple of other players today. Midday guys had on Darnell Mooney today. What's up, Darnell? Making plays. We'll hear what he has to say. Also, we'll talk about the Braves. Mike mentioned the spark. Okay. Did you get it last night? Because what Money Harris did in that moment felt like a spark. We'll talk about it when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Thursday, everybody. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Storage, Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We were just talking as Big O back at the studio was telling us that ESPN has fired a couple of people, and we were just having a conversation here amongst ourselves, and one of them is RG3. He was calling games and doing all kinds of stuff. I don't think – was he doing studio stuff, maybe? And then Sam Ponder, we were just talking about, you know, we're in this political atmosphere right now leading into an election where a lot of these folks are doing outside stuff outside of their jobs, Mike, and I guess ESPN has some kind of policy that, you know, you're not supposed to talk about certain things.
Unless you're Stephen A.
Well, obviously. And they were saying,
because he is a brand. Like, he is, we're just talking about it. He is a superstar. He's what's built that basically where they're at right now. But
yeah, well,
the other guy's not so much.
Listen, whether you like him or not, I said this last week on my national show. He's going to get $100 million, guys. He's about to get $100 million. And it sounds crazy and outlandish. Mm-hmm. I'm all for it. Make as much as you can because it opens up the doors for so many others. But at the end of the day, Mike's right. And the rumor is, or at least the speculation around these firings, not for RG3 necessarily, but like Sam Ponder was like, oh, she said some things. Right. And we were just talking about it, man. It's interesting and crazy at the same time as we talk about this. We're talking about the Falcons and the Braves, but we're just saying this amongst ourselves and sharing it with you guys.
No, it's just, look, and it is what it is. If it leans right, it doesn't really vibe with what their corporate structure and their corporate philosophy is, and so that's you're out. And if you're lean left, you're okay.
Are you?
Yeah. If you're,
I think
you're more okay if you lean left at ESPN. If you lean right, I think that's well established. I think that's very well established.
If you're saying it on their air, it's one thing. If you're saying it on an outside entity or podcast, I don't know if that's the case. And again, I'm not here to argue that. All I'm saying, right or left, it doesn't matter. No, this is what they're saying.
But
why some of these people were let go.
But again, it's just like the old Jimmy Johnson rule. The 53rd guy on the roster is not as important as Michael Irvin or Emmitt Smith or Troy Aikman. You know, that's the old joke he used to throw out there. So if you're RG3 and you throw some stuff out there, or Sam Ponder, you're not a brand like Kirk Herbstreit. Kirk Herbstreit made some strong opinions about where we are with gender, sports, and identification, which, you know, ruffled some feathers, but, you know, they stand by him. So it all depends on where you are in the pecking order, and they've trimmed some fat, too, with some of those contracts the last few years.
All right, we are live at Hooters. Guys, let's talk about the Braves last night, because is this the spark we needed?
Yes.
They win.
And then Soler gets hurt.
They win big.
I mean, you said this earlier, we're talking off the air at the Falcons. Couldn't write this stuff. We get this unbelievable dramatic return. He puts a ball in McCovey Cove, and all of a sudden Soler's all gimpy.
Yeah, Braves went 13-2 against the Giants, but it was really about Money Harris coming back. And I said, okay, so is he going to be Babe Ruth? Now, I'm not dogging him out. I'm simply saying he was not playing at a level – prior to the injury where you were like, man, he's carrying us. That had been Marcell Ozuna. And then as you've seen, Riley get hot a little bit here, and Olsen seems to be heating up. But we need Money Harris to come back and be a dude. And last night, he comes back, and I just want you to hear it, because it was one of those moments, if you're a Braves fan, you're like, are you serious right now? And I think O tweeted at us, like, or texted us last night and said, I cannot believe he just did this. He comes up, first at bat, fresh back on the team. Everybody's like, hey, it's good to have you. And he walks out there and does this.
This ball is hit deep to right. Are you kidding me? Welcome back, Michael Harris. A grand slam into McCovey Cove.
Now, 1-for-5 on the day. Also had another RBI. But this is where it's at, man. This is we talked about. It's one thing for Michael Harris to come back. Come back and hit the ground running with crazy OPS and crazy batting average and just be the spark. As you said yesterday, they're not going to put him in the one spot. We talked about that with Grant. Seven's where he's going to be. But, man, you can come in here and we've seen it. We talked about it today with the announcement of Judon coming here. Things just give these guys a lift. And Money Harris, then helping Carl, we continue to build off this and get the sweep today.
They will play here in about an hour and 20, hour 15, whatever it is, finish up this series.
Soler not in the lineup today.
Yeah, let's hear Money Harris talk about – you know, being patient. He's happy to be back. If he can continue to help this team and get, you know, drive runs in and get on base, guys, we'll be in a much better spot. But again, I still feel like we have not hit our stride this season. Here's Money Harris.
Like I said before, just being patient, just getting back, knowing I can, I guess, some way help the team. And tonight I was able to do that in the first at bat. So it's been a long journey, but I'm glad to be back to be able to help.
And that he did last night. So today we will see if they can finish this up. But I'll tell you this, after that Rocky series, I did not expect this from our team. Number one, I didn't expect us to go in and get the performance from Chris Sale where, you have an amazing night and you win 1-0 in extra innings. And then the next night you win in extra innings. So, and then last night a blowout. So it's a pretty impressive series, Mike, when you talk about where they came from, maybe the lowest of the lows in that Rocky series before they got out of Colorado.
And just six games behind the Phillies, by the way, in the wild card, and that's where maybe we're going to be living. We're still in the third spot. We are behind, sitting looking up at the Diamondbacks and the Padres. We're going to see the Padres. So that series becomes huge, doesn't it?
It does. It is a big series. Money Harris was asked also about last night's starter, Grant Holmes. Didn't look bad, did he?
Well, the first home run, you thought, uh-oh, but then he just pitched great after that.
He really did. Michael Harris on Grant.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal. I've been watching for 2 months, so I've been able to see it. But the pitchers have been great all year, and Grant came out here and did his thing again. I know it's probably not the easiest to, I guess, pitch with a bigger lead early in the game, but he held his own, and he still gave us a chance to put up some more runs and hold runs as well.
No doubt about it. Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well as we talk about the Braves. So you're feeling better? Where are you at? Did that give you what you needed?
I said Padres. We get the Phillies coming up. We're down to six. Phillies are coming up end of the month. I feel great. I mean, look, you can't have a better debut coming off 2 months of not being out there than Michael Harris, what he did. And again, the drama of it too. Splash. The ball goes in the water in McCovey Cove. That dude's out there in the kayak. So let's sweep up on those crappy Angels, and then let's get ready again. Getaway day after today's matchup with the Giants. But then, Carl, three with the Phillies here in Atlanta. You could come out of that series maybe down to two or three games away. Phillies are just grinding and scuffling and don't look anything like the team they were in the first half.
Well, and this gets back to, so who plays the best ball in September is ultimately going to not only win this division, but also position themselves for a playoff run. And could that be the Braves? Absolutely, if you handle your business. But the Phillies might, obviously get hot. I still feel like, and Braves fans, we don't like it, but I feel like that's a better team. They have been all season. Right. They have scuffled. They had to fight through their own stuff. Again, Bryce Harper had to fight through his own stuff. But they're still, overall, I think, a better team than what we are. But we've not played our best baseball either. So maybe over the next 45 days, Mike, that happens. And maybe things start to take a turn for us here with the Braves. Again, last night, you talk about the home runs. Guys, it wasn't just Money Harris. Olsen, Riley, Murphy, all home run last night.
And again, if Murphy keeps doing it, I'll quit dogging him. You know what I mean? And we just need Murphy to get that average up and be a contributor. He cannot be taking overs. He's batting, as Grant pointed out yesterday, he's getting up. He's around 285, 290 for the month. So keep keep it up. And then that's what we need. We need Riley to continue to just be that guy. You know, if Olsen continues to, again, no, if there can't be another slump, right, between now and
September. Oh, there could be.
I mean, that's the only thing with Olsen. But hopefully that doesn't happen. Then you get Ozzie back, and then all of a sudden, okay. But this is where we talked about it at length, not just coming back, but coming back and having an impact.
Let's talk about what Coach had to say today about Matthew Judon. Raheem Morris had a presser today before practice. He said a lot of things, and we'll get more into some of the things he had to say today throughout the course of the show. But, Mike, when asked about Judon and what he adds to our team, listen to Ra.
Having that type of recall from that type of a player and what he does and what he can bring to the table is always fun, particularly when you talk about adding to that group. You know, losing Trice was critical for us the week before, knowing he's out for the season, but being able to add him to Zoe and AK and Damone Harris and JSW and all those guys that have been out there working for us provides, you know, a quality player, dog mentality, potential game changer to your outfit.
Yeah, I mean, all of those things. And again, you don't want to tell people he's going to come in here and have 15 sacks, but he's capable of having 15 sacks.
And he's playing with Grady Jarrett, you know, and Onyemata on that rotation. We've talked all about the younger guys, you know. Mentioned at the start of the show, Lorenzo Carter looked motivated today. I'm not saying he wasn't the other day, but he seemed to be popping. Defense certainly bounced back after the offense kind of having the advantage yesterday, it looked like. But, man, this dude, guys, it's one thing if he was coming off a bad knee and ankle. It's a bicep injury. We talked about it. Watt played his entire career with a giant bicep contraption on his arm. This guy, he's fired up. You saw it. I had a couple guys hit us up on the text line going, yeah, he seems like a malcontent. Yeah, you'd be a malcontent too if you were playing up in New England. It seems like it's a very unhappy environment. He wants a contract. I understand their position too, Carl. You're not going to give a 32-year-old guy coming off an injury a big deal.
Well, they're rebuilding. Belichick screwed him. Okay, when at the end there, when Belichick and they were going through all these things, instead of paying him, to Mike's point, you franchise tagged him, and you know, you did give him the security. And now you have a situation where Gerard Mayo simply told everybody, we're in a rebuild mode. We need to add picks. We need to get younger. We need to do this, that, and the other. So I'm.
And Judon got franchise tagged with the Ravens on his option year.
And then
he was a late pick. He was a fifth round pick, so he didn't have the option. They just simply franchise tagged him after his fourth season. So he's got a little salty about how he's been dealt financially by NFL clubs. So that's part of the reason he was wanted out of New England,
yeah,
or wanting to get paid.
But he wanted to get paid in New England when Belichick was there over the last 2 years, and Belichick, yeah, they didn't give it to him. They did not give it to him. So I'm with you. Yeah, but I'm not worried about that. And
you're getting a guy that's highly motivated, yeah, if nothing else. Even if he doesn't play here next year, he's looking to impress everybody in the NFL. Yeah. That's great for us.
Yeah, I'm not worried about what he did or didn't do there. I feel like he's coming to a situation that he feels like he can be successful in. One more thing Raheem Morris talked about in Judon specifically, just talking about his skill set and all the things that he brings.
I know what we're getting in that trade, the dog mentality, the guy that we talked about, the absolute edge setter, a universal pass rusher, a proven outside commodity within this league for the last couple of years.
Yeah, proven commodity. Who was that guy on this team before this trade yesterday? Who was the proven commodity? Grady. Bates. Onyemata has been in the league and certainly had success with the Saints, and last year was good for us.
But not a superstar like who level
else?
Bates is. Yeah.
That's it. That's what you're getting. And so from that standpoint, that improves our defense immensely. 404-726-0929. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Guys, as we continue to talk about Matthew Judon again, keeping an eye out, and we said this, no confirmation from the Falcons. I'm just keeping my fingers crossed, but the rumors out there are that, hey, we may be getting Justin Simmons. And if that happens, Mike, now you've added another potential, you know, guy that can increase what you feel like this defense can be. But
right. But
the Judon numbers speak for themselves. I mean, like, you know, four-time Pro Bowler, 66.5 sacks, 347 career tackles. He's a dude. And you just throw him out there and you say, hey, this is what we need you to do. He's going to be capable of doing it for you.
Of course, a guy you knew was going to sling some mud on this trade was Mike Florio in Pro Football Talk.
Yeah,
that, you know, well, he could just not pass the physical or refuse to take it and not show up.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, well, maybe, Mike, you want to listen to what Raheem Morris had to say at the press conference. Yeah, it's like the National Enquirer of the NFL. You know, it's just complete BS that this guy just slings. His continuous mean on for the Falcons. We're under the impression Judon is going to play here either on a 6.5 or they're going to tweak it. I mean, he may not get the long-term deal here, but he signed off. He's going to be here.
Yeah, I am so excited to see, number one, what he can do. Number two, how they intend to use him. on this defensive line, up and down, outside, you know, stacking him, Mike, doing different schemes and stunts and all these different things, and a guy that can execute all of that stuff. We will see where this continues to go.
It reminds you a lot, though, like we said, Dwight Freeney came in here. It was the end of his career, but certainly he did help the rest of the guys. He was a mentor. He inspired, obviously, Vic and everybody else, helped out. But this reminds me more of what John Abraham did, and we should have gone to the Super Bowl in 2012.
Yep.
But it's the most impactful defensive player since we got the Predator here.
All right, guys, coming up, our interview with Tyler Allgeier. You know, we talk about likable guys on this team. Tyler's also one of those guys. He's come in, put his head down, worked hard, and find out what he was doing today after practice. Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Check out the Man Cave Store, guys. This hour brought to you by themancavestore.com. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll get you caught up on the latest around the NFL. Bills suffer a major injury, and we've been talking about these injuries in preseason, man, and certainly at camp. And we'll get to some college football at 4 o'clock as well. We'll get you caught up on the latest with our Falcons and what took place today at practice as well. Another good day of work. But we had a chance after practice to catch up with Tyler Allgeier, and he walked up, and Mike and I were clowning around, and I just started singing. Wanna be a baller. I'm just messing with you. I just wanted to see what you was gonna do. What's up, Tyler? How you doing, man?
Oh, doing well. And yourself?
Man, we're great. We're watching you after practice. Let's talk about after practice first, because Mike and I were observing you take on, what, about 50 to 60 balls out at the jugs machine? I mean, is that an everyday thing for you?
Oh, yeah, every day. Every day. You got to catch like four to six buckets. It depends how many balls are in the buckets. But usually between like 50 balls after practice, because you know you got like so many weapons outside, you're not touching the ball too much, but you always got to be ready.
The man's work ethic, Carl, second to none.
Incredible.
Now, we haven't talked to you since the new regime. What are you hearing from Zach Robinson? How is your role going to be involved in this offense, man?
Yeah, no, just for me, just excited to just do whatever role is possible, and just do whatever I can to help this team win. So that's the main priority.
But will you be catching more passes?
That is the plan. Who knows?
You put that work in, you might as well get some balls.
No, come on now. Yeah, we're doing whatever we can, man. Whatever, with protection and stuff. Like, Kurt's doing a great job with the checkdowns and just doing whatever he can just to get the ball out into the weapon. So it's been good.
You look a little bit more swole up, man. What's going on with the weight room?
Hey, man, we got a new regime in there. You know, they're getting us right, man.
Yeah?
They're getting us right.
I see it. You look a little bit bigger. Have you put on a little bit of muscle, more muscle?
I'm same weight.
Same?
Same weight, but just lean down a little bit.
Okay, all right.
So, you know.
It's Tyler Allgeier, guys, here on Dukes and Bill.
Right? Come up.
You said I'm looking so swole, man. I appreciate that, man.
You're shredded so like a Julian salad. You all yoked up.
Let's talk about the difference, if you could, from maybe what we saw with this offense last year and then the nuances of this offense. Not necessarily, you know, again, you said you'd do whatever you can, but the nuances of what they're asking just the backs to do, how much different is it from what you were accustomed to the last few years?
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's too much of a difference. I think we put a lot of expectations on ourselves. So I think just being true all around wherever they need us, being able to execute at a high caliber, and then receivers wise, like tight ends everywhere. So I think all of the expectations for us, we just have them super high. So like when we're not executing, like we don't want to bring us down, but like we're just like, okay, we know what our standard is, we know how all of that works. So just all the details and within everything in the playbook and stuff.
It's Tyler Allgeier, 1,000-yard rusher in his rookie season with us here on Dukes and Bell.
Yoked up.
Yeah. We talked about Kirk Cousins. He just seems like such a likable guy. The energy, no disrespect to the previous quarterbacks you played with, but this guy comes in, it seems like the whole tone just gets set and changed.
No, hands down. I think his key qualities is just the leadership. Just the leadership he brings in and out the huddle, his knowledge of the game. Obviously, what, year 14? Going on year 14, 16? 16 for him? One of those.
13,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just, you know, he's just played a lot of ball. So I think just having that in the offense is really key and stuff. So I think he's done a great job. Great job just leading the offense and just being a leader.
So today at practice, you were mic'd up. How hard was it to not little birdie. You know, we got people, we know people who know people. Little birdie told me, but here's the deal. How hard is it not to just speak normally, knowing that you're mic'd up and something you might say or
drop a cuss word? I don't know. I mean, how is it more difficult or less? Or did you feel like it was no big deal?
It was no big deal.
Okay.
Hey, you got to be yourself. You know, they'll cut it out. They'll cut out the parts that are 50-50 or like, you know, cancel culture is out here, man. So you know you got to be PG a little bit. But I mean, the cussing and stuff, like, it's kind of hard not to, especially just being in such a fun environment and just kind of being you and stuff. So, you know, they do a great job bleeping it out.
Okay,
so,
like, but I saw you react to like a move Bijan had against the DB where he just went one way and the DB was like 5 yards away. Well, I saw you react to that.
I was sick to my stomach. Hey, that's a tub right there. Yeah, that's lost lever right there, man. But it was, Bijan's disgusting. So it was good.
Can't wait to hear the tape of Tyler tonight. Come on, man, let's work hard out here. Tyler Algiers with us live at Dukes of Bell, live from Hooters Mall of Georgia. So the thing that we hear about when a trade goes down, we found out we were going bananas. We've heard about the Matthew Judon trade. Oh, yeah. Does that energize a locker room?
Oh, yeah, no. It's a great pickup. I think office doing a great job doing whatever they can to bring the guys that we need. And then, sure, it's just exciting times. Just another playmaker on the defensive side.
Tyler, can you talk about you and Bijan's relationship? We asked him about this a few weeks ago. He said, dude, we're like besties. I mean, you know, we cheer each other on. It's a unique relationship because obviously you both want to carry the rock. You want to be successful. But Bijan was like, look, there's enough carries out here. We're going to have fun. But he talked about you in a way that you guys have bonded over the last few years here.
No, yeah, like – I don't know if I said this to you guys, but like once he came in, like we got on the call, like once he got drafted, like it was just like that, like automatically we're like brothers, like, cause I think we just built a big relationship and just competing with each other. Like, it's not like you hear a lot of guys like, oh, like you have two guys, oh, they're just gonna fight over who wants what, but like it's not like that. Like, we share such a great bond, and it's just great having that atmosphere and just competing with him, because he does stuff that I do, I do stuff that I do well. But like, finding that way, how can we benefit off each other and just being the best backs that we can whenever we're on the field.
Bijan mentioned with Zach Robinson coming in, there's a little more collaboration. Are you getting more feedback, or you're able to give feedback to the coach?
Maybe. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'll say a little bit, I guess.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I usually stick to myself, but.
All right. So, you know, just keep it dialed in. You know, say, hey, coach, give me the rock. That's not happening.
No, that's not happening. We don't got that bet tag like that.
Was it trying to create a controversy about the previous regime? Just, you know, he said it was a more collaborative.
No, know? It for sure is. I think, like, if we're seeing something, like this is what we're seeing and stuff. Like, we can talk. We're able to talk and all that stuff. So it's been good. Not like, hey, give me the rock, man. Like, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that now.
If I don't see it in the next three plays.
This is not my character. That's not my character.
Right, of course. And you'll hear that on Mic'd Up soon, right?
Come on.
All right, man, back to the judge machines, man, all right? I guess that's where you – what do you do after this? What do you do?
Shoot, we probably got mean – what time is it?
12:20.
Got shower, got to eat, get some treatment, and then we got means in 40 minutes.
All right, man. Well, Tyler, appreciate you. Thanks so much.
You guys. Yes, sir.
Such a likable guy. We said this just after we got done. We talked to him off the mic, and we were saying, you know, it's always fun to catch up with him. We talked about Kirk Cousins, and I guess maybe Billy Napier's onto something. Good people can be good at football. I'm not sure the Gators will be good at football, but we have some good guys that can be good at football in this Falcon locker room.
You got to win. You still got to win, Billy. But, yeah, man, here's the thing, Mike, and, you know, what does this mean in the big scheme of things? Nothing. But we got a good group.
Right.
Like, we got a group of men that I think you can be proud of, that we're not going to have a lot of knuckleheads,
right,
you know, doing stupid things. And I also think these guys are buying into whatever this Raheem message is, and they want to win, man. They want to go out and prove this. So, front office, and this is why I thought it was big that the front office did do something, all right, because it proves to those guys that, hey, they're all in too. We are willing to take a chance and roll the dice and say, hey, the Judon thing, we need some pass rush. We know this is something, an area of concern. And then, you know, you've got other guys. But this offense, it should be really good. And today, just from practice, again, Mike, they did red zone. Okay, a lot of red zone stuff.
We've seen more red zone, I think, this year than we've seen in all of Arthur Smith's camp, if I'm honest.
And, you know, it's one-on-ones. I mean, one versus one, meaning one defense, one guy's first-team offense, and punch it in. Find a way to get it in the end zone. And, you know, there were some passes that were blocked and tipped, and the defense did a good job of defending. A.J. Terrell had another interception today, and guys were bananas because, again, we got to get more of that stuff. But
I just felt like the intensity was there again today. Now, tomorrow, obviously, is a travel day, and Mike said it. I don't want to downplay it. Am I going to watch? Yeah, because I want to see some of the guys that might be fighting for positions.
Right.
But he's right. If you are in the mindset of, oh, we'll get this chance to see Bijan or some of these other guys, no reason to.
Yeah, Jordan Addison's, whatever that is, lower body injury, ankle injury, isn't as bad as it was first thought when he was carted off the field yesterday. But I think it just gives a lot of coaches around the league a little bit of pause to say, look, and again, I get it. We are, that's why we're here. We're your eyes and ears at the Falcons practice. Bijan looks great. You heard Tyler Allgeier talk about it in our conversation we just played. There was like a holy moment. Bijan is literally just,
he juked the shoes out of one of the safeties.
He's good to go. And
it's crazy.
Look, I'm with you. I hate, we all hate preseason football. And someday we won't have to deal with it. We'll just have a couple of scrimmages and then we'll get on with it. Maybe we'll have a 20-game regular season. Who knows? But this is where we're at. We have to navigate these, but I just don't think you see Bijan. I wonder if we're going to see Penix Jr. out there as much.
I don't know.
Maybe a small sample size against the Ravens. I know I want to get him as many reps as possible in case Cousins has something goes backwards for his recovery from the Achilles, but all the things we've just been talking about, it's hard to find that balance between what you've done in practice and the work you've done and then what you're trying to do on these games that mean nothing when you got guys that are third and fourth stringers coming at you at 100%.
Yeah, and, you know, again, we said this. Penix has been getting a lot of reps in practice. Once the season starts, that's not going to be as much. What happens is that guy usually is the scout team guy, okay, in the NFL. And so you're preparing to play a team the upcoming week. The starter gets most of the snaps, but he's gotten a lot of run in these practices. Unless you just want to see him in game situations, which, you know, you absolutely can. We'll see how they shake it out as far as the play, how many snaps some guys get. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, guys, we'll go around the National Football League. Robert Saleh was asked about whether or not Hassan Reddick, Mike, has been a distraction. Now, Judon's gone. We got him. We hope to see him in uniform next week.
Right.
You know, he had to do his physical and all that kind of stuff today, but my guess is he'll travel with the team. He's not going to be in uniform. Again, you're not playing him. But next week when they get back to it, he'll be running, you know, the offense or the defense, should I say, and picking up things that they want him to do. But also, that is kind of the conversation right now with the Jets is this another distraction? Doesn't it seem like it's week after week something happens with the Jets?
With a team that has all the pressure in the world on them because if they don't go to the Super Bowl and win it, it's basically Super Bowl, y'all get fired. Robert Saleh said it. Aaron Rodgers even said it earlier this year. He says, if I don't do my job, these guys are going to get fired. So you throw into the mix the New York media, just, you know, the cauldron of all the intrigue and the contract stuff. And a general manager, if we're honest, it comes off like a nitwit. So, yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, no doubt. And also what Kevin O'Connell saying about the injury to J.J. McCarthy and what it means for the Vikings. A lot of people believe that they may go out and try to trade for a quarterback now. Because, you know, their backup situation, that was it. McCarthy was their backup, soon to be starter. You've got Sam Darnold and then nobody else that you really trust. So they may be in the market to try to go trade for a quarterback here in the next few weeks before the season starts. All right, guys, we're live at Hooters. Again, Mall of Georgia. Come on out and hang out with us. Mike and I will be here until 7 o'clock tonight. We do have Corky Kale again tonight for all you high school football fans out there. And I know there are plenty of you as we're carrying all those Corky Kale games.
Right.
That will come on between the time we get done, the Bridge Show, the Turtle will have. And then around 8 o'clock. All right, when we come back, NFL Blitz is on the way. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.